Welcome to the Be the Adult podcast. Be the Adult is a nonprofit organization that provides blueprints for calm and effective parenting so that children can grow into their best selves. Because ultimately, we aren't raising children. We are raising little people who will one day be adults.
Hello, Nancy.
Hey, Maricel. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
We are almost finished with this season's Be the Adult podcast.
It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And today on our one of 15 calm and effective strategies for parenting, we are going to discuss one of my favorites.
With a laugh.
With yes. A laugh. Apologize to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I'm going to read from her book, From the Perspective of the Child. Why is this important? This shows me that you respect me and that I do not deserve any negative treatment, intentional or not, from you. It also teaches me that each of us is fully responsible for our own behavior, which models for me the importance of taking responsibility for my own mistakes. How do we do this? Please tell me that you are sorry if you make a mistake, try to make up for it, and say that you will try to do better next time. Do not forget to tell me that your behavior was not my fault.
Let's let that sink in for a moment for all of us, right?
Well, I remember when this concept first came into play for me. It was at the height of my divorce. And if I wasn't calm or if I was losing, you know, my mind, I would have these moments, these outbursts. And I remember specifically, up until that point, it seemed counterintuitive to me to apologize to my child. Like, I grew up where the child was, I never was apologized to for anything. And it was even more of a, like, an authority. And I'm not sure if I'm describing that well, but the seed in my head was never planted that an adult would apologize to a child.
Mm-hmm.
Not even from my parents, teachers, authority figures. It just wasn't.
It's an authoritarian hierarchy or dynamic. Yeah.
So this was like mind-blowing to me, and it did not feel natural, and it didn't feel authentic in the beginning. It was a struggle. But now I apologize daily, I feel like. Daily. But during the divorce, I remember starting this process. And I even remember my daughter at the time saying, I said something along the lines like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to do better next time. And I remember her saying, well, you have to actually do better.
Good for her.
Like, you can't just keep saying you're sorry.
Right.
You have to. And it's been a process. It's mm-hmm. been a complete process. It's not something that was natural to me. Now it is. Now it's completely natural. But what I've learned is the quicker it, in the beginning, let's say I had a moment, I did something that I needed to apologize for, it would take me a very long time to get to the point to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to do a lot of processing mm-hmm. on my own
mm-hmm.
and then circle back. Now it's almost instantaneously. As soon as I know that I'm in error, I try to correct that. And my kids have learned to apologize. Like, we all, I'm sorry I said that.
It's beautiful. Can I take a moment just to talk about your process mm-hmm. for this skill and all the skills, right? That was a beautiful example of how this works. You increase your awareness of kind of where you get stuck, right? How to do it better in a healthier way, whatever word you want to use. And then you practice. And then over time, you're rewiring your brain and you have now internalized, right, kind of a new way of showing up, mm-hmm. which is healthier. So I'm appreciating that example.
Yeah. And for our audience, you know, if you're not in the practice of apologizing to your children, mm-hmm. it doesn't make you weaker. If anything, I feel like your children really, truly end up appreciating it.
Well, they respect you more.
I think so. I feel mm-hmm. that. And I've seen it where my children will apologize to each other, to their sibling mm. dynamic, easier. It's not such a mm-hmm. struggle.
Because you're helping them wire from the beginning how to do this, right? And if you think about the word respect, think about your peers or coworkers or bosses to over time or in relationships. And at least what's true for me is when somebody screws up, when they apologize to me, you know what? The transgression, whatever, loses energy because, you know, I'm like, they're not perfect and they owned it. And now I feel safe continuing to interact with them because they're aware of what they did.
And it, I think it breeds authentic connection.
For sure.
Which is, and I'll give an example. It's a recent example. I was taking my daughter to a college tour. I was running late. It's about 2 hours away. We had to get on the road, but I went for a walk on the beach in the morning and I got caught with the bridge and I was running late and I ended up, we were going to just, I spun. I was just spinning. The domino effect went in and I had to call the school and get a later, you know, walking tour. It was all my fault, but that's not how it appeared when my daughter got in the car and I was spinning and I was angry. Not at her, at me, but it was, the feeling in the car would have been that I was mad at her.
Yes, you were dysregulated, right? Yes. And she was in your shit.
Yes, yes. The water was very muddy.
Yes.
And so after I called and made a change to the schedule, I went to my room and I had to like calm down and it was like a shame spiral because I knew it was all me and there was no, I had to feel the shame and I had to feel it and then I had to go out and she was already waiting for my apology. She knew I was going to eventually regulate myself and be like, I was completely 110% wrong about this. And she's like, I know. She's like, as soon as you were late, I knew, I kind of foresee how this was going to play out.
She has some experience.
I don't like to be late. It's like a pet peeve of mine. So they've gotten used to it and they expect me to hold myself accountable to my actions and not justify my crazy behavior sometimes.
You know, right.
Or especially not to blame them for it.
Yeah. I mean, you earned her respect because you owned your behavior, right? And then she'll feel more respected by you, right? That she deserves you to be your best self. And when you're not, because we all
have our moments,
many moments, right? We just need to own that. We need to model for them what we want when they're not their best selves, when they screw up, right? Parents will always say, well, you know, my child did this, my child did that. And I say, you know, and they didn't tell me the truth about it or they didn't apologize, they didn't own it. I'm like, well, just stop for a moment and think about what you do. What are they seeing? What are they learning? Right? What are we teaching them about when we screw up? It's really what I always want my kids to learn is we're all going to screw up. It's really what you do after that that to me is very important. Good.
Can you speak to, because I don't imagine I'm the only person out there that it would be, it seemed unnatural to apologize to your child because I think many people grow up with that.
We didn't learn this.
Yeah, parents didn't teach us this. Mm-hmm. So, and I know when it comes to dealing with emotions and being vulnerable, certain genders might come to it easier than others. So what advice do you have for any parent, a father or a mother listening to this, who it's not in their practice to apologize to their child? Maybe they realize they do something wrong and just ignore it and come back, but never acknowledge.
Yeah, you know, there's, again, a lot of layers to that. First and foremost, I would ask myself and have you and who's ever listening, stop for a minute and ask yourself, how do you want your child to handle their screw-ups? And I think hopefully most of us would say we want our child to be aware they screwed up, and then we want our child to own it and try to make amends, right? Mm-hmm. Does that seem reasonable?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so if you let that question, how do I want my child to handle this, whether it's with this topic or any other topic, typically will bring us to kind of the air quotes correct way of being with it. Let that be your guide. And so then the next question is, okay, so then if you can think about how you want your child to do it, how are they going to learn that? Are we going to let the rest of the world teach them how to do that?
It's a hard lesson to learn.
We will be sitting here forever, right? But if we say, you know what, I don't know how the rest of the world's going to be with this or how they're going to be, I need to teach them. And so I can tell them this. Just like with all these skills, it's good to tell our children these things. But more importantly, like your daughter asked for, mm-hmm. we need to live it. Mm-hmm. And so it is, I love how you put the word vulnerable in there, because sitting, apologizing means that we have to sit in that space within us that doesn't feel good, right? The, wow, in that moment, I was not good enough. I was not my best self. Mm-hmm. And that's hard.
Yeah, and I think the human instinct is to, like, I'm trying to think of the words to use, but to ignore it or just
deflect it.
Yep. Deflect it, mm-hmm. and change the subject.
Yes.
But we don't stop to acknowledge it, apologize, and move.
Right, know. Because it doesn't feel good to sit in that, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't feel good to sit in the areas that I need to grow. Mm-hmm. And the irony is, right, or the paradox of that is that those are the places to sit in to actually grow. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's hard, really, really hard. And that is the strength, right? It is, to me, a strength-based position to be able to sit in the spaces where I know that I am challenged from my family of origin, whatever I was taught, et cetera, the traumas I've been through and all of that. So sit in that space and just have grace for myself. Like, wow, that kind of sucked that I just said that. That doesn't feel good. And I stop and I feel it in my body. I'm like, I don't really want to feel that. Okay, so if I don't want to feel that, do I just shove that feeling down, deflect, ignore it? Because that's what I'm going to teach my child to do. Mm-hmm. And then that negative energy is always there. Or do I want to bring it up and hold it and do something with it to move forward?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Absolutely, yes. Because yeah. That's what I had to do. I had to walk myself to my room, like feel.
Sit in it.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it was shame because I knew mm-hmm. it was I was out of control, and it was
bodies know. Yes.
And I'm very aware of shame. I'm yeah. you know, very intimate with that emotion, so I don't want to sit. I definitely don't want to you know, what's that word,
repress it
mm-hmm. and so sit with it, acknowledge it, and then apologize and let her know that I was wrong and why I was wrong.
Yeah, that just triggered me. What a lot of us do as parents because of that, right, is we'll turn the noise up, right? When we don't want to sit in our discomfort, our shame, we frequently numb ourselves, right? So we'll turn the noise up so we think it drowns that out, right? Mm-hmm. Which in the moment it drowns it out, but it's still there, right? But then we'll deflect by, if we knew we screwed up with our child, we try to overcompensate for mm-hmm. that. And then we're teaching our child, hey, don't own your behavior. Try to deflect from it and then mask it by talking about something else. Or, hey, want to go get ice cream? Mm-hmm. You know, even though I just was mean to you, right? Mm-hmm. And so we really need to be aware of what we're modeling.
Because I think sometimes maybe the parent's intention with taking him to ice cream is to be like, oh, this is my form of apology.
Exactly.
But what they have to hear the words mm-hmm. and they have the eye contact and the awareness that that behavior was wrong.
Exactly. Which is another part of the in the book where we talk about, don't forget to tell our kids that the behavior is not their fault. This is a huge one.
Yeah. When I read that early before we started podcasting, I was like, oh, I don't know if I've done that in a while, but.
Yeah. And you know, unless you were taught, you wouldn't.
I think they know it's my behavior that I'm talking about as I'm apologizing.
Right. Right, which is great, which is a testament to the work that you've been doing with them. Many kids, right, they don't have the development, the awareness to be like, oh, that's mom shit, mm-hmm. right? Thankfully, your kids have.
Oh, they're like, this is mom shit.
Yeah, they've learned that. So good, good. But most of us, you know, are hearing this stuff for the first time, right? And so our kids aren't in that position. And so we really need to, children come from that kind of egocentric perspective of, wow, if mom was just mean to me, I deserved that. What did I do wrong? How am I not good enough? And we don't want that.
And they right? internalize it.
They do. And so we instead, what we want to teach them is, I want you to own your shit in life, absolutely. And I want to own mine. So I'm going to model for you when this is mine to teach you how to do the same thing. And it also will tell you this is not on you, right? Yeah. Maybe you spilled your milk and didn't clean it up, right? So that triggered my shit, my anger, and so I yelled at you. But it's still not your fault that I yelled at you. Mm-hmm. You didn't deserve that. That is not you. That's my stuff, mm-hmm. right? And so if we can really clearly take the situations, own the piece that's ours, give the piece back to our child if he or she, like, hey, sweetie, I saw that you walked away from cleaning up your milk. I know I screamed at you, and I'm really sorry. You never deserved me to scream at you. I was angry. I got triggered that I saw the milk on the floor, and I saw you watching SpongeBob, right? So really what I would like is to tell you that I'm sorry for screaming at you. What I would like is for you to grab the rag and clean up the milk. Mm-hmm. And then we're clear, and we've modeled for our child kind of how we want them to handle stuff.
Yeah. No, I think it's important, and I think I see it with my kids, the importance of them knowing this is me.
Yes.
You know, and in a weird way, my story of origin has allowed me to be very clear that mommy has a lot of shit that she's working through. But they see it, and I feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. They have told me, well, Mom, you apologize. You know, you tell us when you're doing, you're doing something. So it's worked for me. This is something that is, this is a daily thing. It doesn't even feel like a practice anymore. It's a habit.
It just comes naturally now. Yeah. And think about it. When they enter relationships, or I don't know if they're in them now, they're going to expect somebody to own their shit, mm-hmm. right? Which I love.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they will show up as a healthy partner to own their shit to their partner and then to their kids someday, hopefully.
Hopefully,
and, yeah. And how cool would it be out there if everyone's owning their stuff?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I get chills thinking
about
that.
It'd be a different world.
Different.
And that's what we're kind of trying to do
here. That is what we're trying to do.
So what advice do you have for a parent who has never, this is the first time they're hearing of it. We've just planted a seed in their head. How do you start? Because this is, if it's not in your parenting lifestyle, this is kind of like, I'm going to apologize to my kid for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really sitting down and just doing some self-reflection, right? And like just trying to get to know, increase what we call our awareness functioning of our stuff with this, what it's like for us, the thoughts that come up, the feelings in our body, right, the sensations, the objects, what comes up, sit for 3-5 minutes and just reflect and just notice what bubbles up for yourself when you talk about or think about apologizing to your child. And so know what you're carrying with you. And if we need to do some more work on that before we can get to the point of apologizing, I'm all for it. We always talk about how this, what we're really just introducing is, are the concepts to be the springboard for some more work on all of this.
No, I was just going to follow up. And what's the benefits that you see when parents do this, when they take this practice into their heart, you know?
Yeah. So the benefit for myself is I learn to have more grace for myself, right? Which then I'll have more grace for my child. I'll get to know myself, right? Increase my awareness of kind of where I get stuck, where my blocks are. So I can try to grow, right? It's that awareness, it's taking a moment, having the awareness of where I get stuck in life, how I'm not taking best care of me or my children. Because if I don't show up in my relationship with my children apologizing a decent amount, I'm not going to see it back from them, right? And then they're going to go out into the world and, you know, this is going to be difficult for them in relationships, not owning their stuff.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see how they could take that into an interpersonal relationship and not expect, like, if you're not, let me rephrase, if you don't grow up in a home where this is part of your practice, I can see how later in life, when you're in other relationships, you aren't expecting an apology when someone misbehaves because you didn't see it.
You didn't see it, right? See, then you don't feel like you deserve it.
Yeah.
And then you would look inward like, wow, how am I wrong? What did I do? How am I, quote, bad, right?
Yeah.
And for parents, this is so difficult because when we apologize, like you said, our shame gets triggered. Mm-hmm. And who wants to sit in that, right? Yeah. But that is, we want our children to sit in their stuff just long enough to be able to grow and move out of it, right? Yeah. And so when we can do this, I would also, as I think I'm a broken record, with all of these topics, approach your child and say, you know what? I've had the awareness that I don't really apologize to you very much. And practice right there and say, I'm sorry that I don't apologize much. I wasn't taught how to do this. I come by this really honestly. But you deserve, right, for me to respect you. I want as much respect from you as possible. So I'm going to start trying to apologize more to you when I screw up.
And it doesn't matter what age your child is. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if, you know, you're just hearing this now and you have college-age children. You can start today.
You can always improve relationships.
You can always improve, yes.
Yes.
And when they're little and they're toddlers and maybe they don't even understand, but you're setting that as the example.
They hear you.
Yeah. I didn't start this, I think, till my older children, I believe, were probably about 12, 13. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that is, you know, and they're 17, going to be 18 soon. It's not something that they had in their formative years, but since then, it's become part of our home life.
Absolutely. So. Because what you're doing is you're helping them rewire. Our brains can always grow, and right, you're helping them rewire theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is beautiful.
And the one thing I'm going to say about shame, because it's not my favorite emotion by any stretch of the imagination, but like I said, I'm very intimate with it. The antidote to shame is that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. It is shining the light on it. So trying to suppress it and not feel it is just going to bring it up more.
It just grows.
Yeah, it really does. So feel it, apologize, and move on.
Which is what we want to teach our children now, so they're not sitting here as adults having to work on that shame piece. Yeah. I mean, we're always all going to work on that, but let's help them when they're young.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have any more advice for our listeners on this? Do you have anything?
No, it's really just gaining the self-awareness, having the discussions with our children, noticing in our bodies what's that like for us, patting ourselves on the back when we inch forward, when we grow. It's because, no, please, listeners, I'm appreciating you just sitting here. I know you're growing, listening.
Yeah. The only little bit of a note I want to say is, for me personally, outside of my home life, I grew up apologizing to everyone and everything for, because I had that horrible sense of self-worth that I wasn't worthy of love, attention. So I was constantly apologizing in my career with teachers.
You bring up a new part of this. Okay.
And I had to teach myself with learning to love myself that, that's not something I need to... What I need to apologize for, what I don't need to apologize for, was a big lesson personally in my life. And I think shame was that little kind of like indicator, like, this I need to apologize for. That, no.
Yes. How much time do we have left?
As much time as you want.
You just peeled a whole new layer, which I'm sitting here, I'm sweating a little. So appreciating you doing that, because I grew up the same way. I would say I was sorry, 30 times a day. And that's such a different piece of this. And so what I want to clarify, and really for thanking you, is to... we don't want to apologize for who we are, right? And we don't want to apologize for someone else's shit, right? We want to specifically look at the behavior that I just exhibited that I don't feel good about. And that's the piece.
That's the distinction.
That's a distinction. Thanks, the word I was looking for. That's the part to own, right? And if we can really stop before I apologize and make sure that really is, I'm apologizing for a behavior of mine that was not so pretty. But I never want to apologize for who I am inside. Mm-hmm. Just like for our children, I don't want them to say, Mom, I know I'm bad, I suck, We don't want to model that. We want them to say, wow, Mom, I'm sorry that I broke the
XYZ,
and I didn't tell you, or I didn't own it and say, hey, let me mow the lawn and try to pay for this. Or so thank you for bringing that up.
Well, it's personal to me. I again, I had to learn what I'm apologizing for. Mm-hmm. And actually, I will say, using it in the perspective of be the adult for your child, it helped teach me for both scenarios, because I'm like, well, this is my behavior. This is what I did wrong. This is what I exhibited. This is, no, this is my old story, you know, playing out that I need to apologize for existing in this world, which I don't.
No.
So, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, too. I love that dimension you just added to this. Appreciate it.
So we have one more podcast to do for the themes. We're combining them. It's going to be Believe in Me and Love Me. I believe two more. We have two more. And then we're going to finish the season with Live as Your Best Self. So we're almost coming to the end.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is so much fun.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Be the Adult podcast. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and don't forget to rate and subscribe to our podcast. A special thank you to a few of our Barn Dance Barbecue fundraiser sponsors for their generous support: Brett Tushingham Wealth Strategies, Coastal Carolina Radiation Oncology, Delaney Radiology, the Law Office of Jeffrey Porter, Emerge Ortho. See you on the next episode of Be the Adult Podcast.